The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text of our sermon today is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 15. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the prophet Isaiah saw a glad day for Galilee when he wrote in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." In Galilee, the Galileans had drifted away from their brethren. They had intermingled with the Gentiles and had become strangers to God's temple and its teachings. Spiritual darkness had spread over their minds. They had lost their Lord, who alone can bring cheer in the valley of the shadow of death. Isaiah, however, foresees a glad day that shall come for them. The day when the child will be born, whose name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Then Galilee shall see a great light. In our text we have the record of this prophecy's fulfillment. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. This gospel lesson accordingly records an event that is a fulfillment of a prophecy concerning the Christ, and it is very particularly stresses the fact that Jesus in these events was led by the Holy Spirit. May we then contemplate Jesus in this first lesson in another Lenten season as the Messiah, the Christ, the one who was anointed by the Holy Spirit to be our prophet, priest and king. Jesus is the anointed one whom God has sent, that he will be as a sanctuary, in whom we find salvation and safety in spite of sin, as we learn from Isaiah chapter 8 verse 14. So let us then consider today Jesus the anointed. May the Lord bless our meditation. Firstly, Jesus was anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit in the wilderness. Jesus began his public ministry with his baptism. It was then that the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." In our text we read, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." Here we can see Jesus consecrated himself to the work that John had been preaching about, and to which John gave unmistakable testimony When pointing to Jesus, he cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Father in heaven, who has made it his own business on earth to redeem fallen mankind, visibly and audibly consecrates Jesus, anoints him with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power and strength. Thus anointed, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. The lesson tells us that he was there for 40 days, tempted by the devil. The devil, the tempter from the beginning, the enemy of God and man, the prime cause of man's disobedience and fall, and of all man's miseries and losses, the devil, whose work Jesus had come to destroy, tempts Jesus and seeks to deceive and destroy him. And in those days he ate nothing. 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, 40 days of temptation by the devil, and all this under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And this is a cause for which Jesus had been born and for which he had come into the world. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. The days of solemn consecration to the great work for which Jesus had dedicated his life on earth had been victoriously completed under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Yet now, Jesus hungered. The devil is still at hand. The devil's power over man depends on the outcome of his battle with Jesus. It is a battle to the finish. The devil will risk everything to bring Jesus to fall. It is now or never. Note the temptations of this evil spirit. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." The devil tempts Jesus to use the power that was undeniably his as the Son of God against the Holy Spirit who was leading him, to enter into conflict with the divine purpose for which he had come into the world and which he was now about to fulfill. Anointed with the Holy Spirit, Jesus repels the devil, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Jesus and God are one. No action of his or of the Holy Spirit is at any time at variance with the whole, the complete counsel of the Heavenly Father. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish." The devil offers an exchange of power, authority, and of glory. Instead of power of the Holy Spirit and its glory, the power and the glory of the world, such as is under the charming but deceitful spell of the devil. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours. The devil was a liar from the beginning. The earth is the Lord's. It belongs to Jesus, by whom all things were made. We read in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." This means that Jesus is the only absolute owner of it. Moreover, we read in Psalm 115, verse 16, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men." It is man's to subdue it and to rule over it under the Lord over all. Whatever the devil holds under his baneful sway, he has stolen from man and from the Lord and must give an account of it. No wonder that Jesus answered him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Satan means denier, disputer, and contradictor. He denies the truth. He lies. He is not fit to stand before the Lord and before the truth. The truth can have no respect for the lie. The Lord would never worship the devil. There is only one worthy of worship, and that is the Lord. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." The devil quotes scripture to suit his purpose. He garbles it. Here he omits the important words, in all your ways. Neither God's presence nor an angel's presence or watch is promised to us on the devil's ways. That blessing is promised only on the condition clearly laid out in the first psalm, the condition that the child of God remain upon his own legitimate ways. Then, no matter how perilous those ways may be, the Lord is with him, and his angels watch over him and protect him. To look to God for protection on the devil's ways is tempting God, pure and simple. At this point, the temptation is ended, and the devil left Jesus for a time. The evil spirit could not prevail against Jesus, who was anointed with the Holy Spirit. That power was too great for the evil spirit, the devil. The Son of God, anointed by God the Father with God the Holy Spirit, living by every word of God in the power of the Spirit that filled him, and speaking the words of the Spirit given by inspiration of God, resists the devil, the evil spirit, and defeats him. So secondly, Jesus was anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit in Galilee. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. From the wilderness of Judea, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. He came speaking with the authority that was his, in his own power, anointed of God with the Holy Spirit. He did the works of God. Never was a man like him. His fame went out quickly. He taught in their synagogues. They glorified him. The glorious prophecy of Isaiah had gone into fulfillment. Galilee saw a great light, the light of the world, the light that scatters the darkness of mind and heart and soul, that reveals truth and life and hope. Galilee saw the Anointed One, who worked and lived, not by bread alone, but by every word of God. Galilee saw the Anointed, who came to bear witness to the truth, who is the King, the real King of heaven and earth, by creation, redemption, and sanctification. They saw Jesus, who alone is worthy to be worshipped now and forever, the vanquisher of the devil. Galilee saw the Anointed One, who did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but was obedient unto death. He has a name above every name, Jesus and Saviour. Galilee saw Jesus, who fulfilled every promise made by God through the prophets, who did his heavenly Father's will, and he teaches us how to do the will of God and how to work in his ways under heaven's protection as angels are commanded. So thirdly, Jesus was anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit in the gospel preaching in all the world. The risen Saviour, when about to ascend into heaven, said, "All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." True to his promise, the Anointed One went with his word and his disciples. Peter, under the power of the Spirit of God, proclaimed the gospel of the Anointed One and found him with himself on that great Pentecost day to establish the Christian church at Jerusalem. Sent by the Holy Spirit down to Caesarea, to Cornelius, Peter bears testimony to the Anointed One and to his power, saying, "That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So over all the years, the Jews request a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake." And so it is today. The gospel has not lost its power. It has the power of Jesus whom it preaches. We read in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. With this power, it still overcomes the devil, sin and all its consequences. With this power, it still teaches that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. With this power, it still teaches not to love the world, but to love God and worship Him. With this power, it still teaches us not to walk in the ways of sin and apart from God, but in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We have the assurance that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is always with us, and that the angels watch over us and protect and serve us. So what a blessed Lent it is, that which contemplates this great anointed one, Jesus, anointed of God, to be our prophet, priest and king. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.